I'm not trying to tell you how to live your life, but if you're a guy who appreciates video games and you haven't yet married, and you get the chance to marry a gamer girl, I recommend you do that. It is awesome. I'm Tony T, and this is your Nerd of God Daily Devo. My wife is a gamer. She's not over-the-top hardcore, but she is way better than average. I even bought her a limited edition gold PS4 so she could play her games in the bedroom at night. That's where she likes to play. She doesn't use it all that much, though. We mostly play in the living room on our primary PlayStation, but tonight it was a little rainy and she just felt like starting a new game, so she browsed through our game library and settled on Horizon Zero Dawn, a new adventure for her, and one that I was sure she would love. So she snuggled into bed, ready to play. The first thing we realized is her gold controller was dead. So I temporarily synced up one of mine from the living room while we got hers charged up, and then we started the game and realized it had to install, which was about a 20-minute process. But not before the system on the PlayStation had to update, which was another 15 minutes. I guess she hadn't used her PlayStation in a while, because just to get it up and running at a normal capacity took way longer than it should. You know, sometimes our faith can be the same way. If we go a long time without praying, without worship, without sitting under the teaching of the Word, we can get so bogged down just by dusting off our faith and waking up our atrophied hearts that loving and forgiving and serving and bringing grace in the gospel to others becomes burdensome and the opposite of second nature. These things should be our default setting, but it may be that next time you need it, it might be, how can I put it, slow to boot up. Hebrews chapter 6 says, "We want each of you to show this same diligence to the very end, so that what you hope for may be fully realized. We don't want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who, through faith and patience, inherit what has been promised." If we become spiritually lazy, if we put down the things of God for a time, the flesh will be quick to grow up around our spirit and cause this spiritual atrophy. We need to stay connected daily to constantly get our updates and refreshments from the Holy Spirit. We need to download scriptures each day into our hearts and make sure that we are charged up in prayer. You never know. The game you save could be your own. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Please connect with us by visiting us online at nerdofgodcast.com or hang out with us across all the social medias at nerdofgodcast. We'd love to chat with you, connect with you, and exchange whimsical animated GIFs with you. If you do want to hear more, you can listen to our full show on iTunes, SoundCloud, or wherever fine podcasts are consumed. And if you'd like to support our ministry, visit patreon.com/nerdofgodcast. I'm Tony T for the Nerd of God Daily. Until next time, I ain't gotta go home, but I gotta get up out of here.